Time for the U.S. Staffing Show. This would be the Ben and Joni edition.
That's right.
Yeah.
Part two.
Jim's still out. I don't know if he's coming back. He
really?
Yeah.
He keeps taking vacations.
That's right.
Is he on a ship somewhere?
Yeah, something. I don't know. It's very vague. Very vague. Well, sounds like a good golf weekend coming up.
Yeah, it does.
70 and sunny.
Good week.
Just about perfect. You're going to Indiana.
Next weekend.
Oh, not this weekend?
No, not this weekend.
Oh,
next weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Greg, it seems...
You should know where...
I can't
like
keep track of anything. I don't.
Are.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I keep the schedule. I just tell him what to do and where to go.
I don't know. I don't even know my name half the time.
That makes sense.
Well, Greg, it seems like every team, every company, any group of people end up creating a motto or a slogan. So what do you think the Lions slogan would be?
Oh, boy. Lose, lose, lose.
Lose, lose, lose. There's always next year, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
So this morning before...
No, it's never next year.
Never next year. Tomorrow never comes. How about that? So this morning before we get into our article, we're going to share some of the weirdest city slogans that we could find.
I like this.
And the first one is from San Andreas, California. And their slogan is, "It's not our fault."
I'm not sure if they're telling other people that or trying to convince themselves.
Yeah, I think they're trying to convince themselves. Yeah.
The second slogan we have is from Eaton Rapids, Michigan, where the slogan is, "Welcome to the only Eaton Rapids on Earth."
Oh,
and
really?
You know, I actually researched that a little bit. I could not find another Eaton Rapids on Earth. So they might be right about that.
Really?
Anyway, yep.
Another one is from Bushnell, South Dakota, where the slogan is, "It's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from here."
That's pretty much it. Okay, one last one, and this is from Mahia, Texas, where the slogan is, "A great place to live no matter how you say it." So I actually did a little digging on this one. Evidently, people incorrectly pronounce this Mahia.
Mahia?
Mahia instead of Mahia.
Mahia.
But evidently, they don't care. They just say, however you're going to pronounce, just come on in. Greg, this is how I spend my Sundays, just searching the internet for random slogans.
Mindless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vast research is
it
what
was during
like.
The Lions game that I did most of this.
Well, and why wouldn't you?
Right.
Who can watch that?
I didn't. I was watching something else.
Right.
Well, many products and companies have slogans, too. And today we are discussing an article from Harvest Business Review titled, "Are You Really Innovating Around Your Customers' Needs?"
That's the Harvard Business Review.
Oh, what did I say?
Harvest. That's okay.
Harvest?
Yeah.
Well, it's false. So.
Same thing.
This was written by Sunil Gupta and was published this year on the 1st of October. Mm-hmm. In the article, Gupta suggests that many companies are service and product oriented rather than customer focused.
Yeah, that's right. You know, every company believes that it is customer centric. However, most of them focus on how they can enhance their offerings rather than putting themselves in the customer's shoes. And Gupta describes three ways companies can come up with truly innovative ideas by thinking about their customers first.
That's right, Ben. The first suggestion given in the article is to understand your customers' problems. Often, customers have difficulty articulating the problem that they are trying to solve. Therefore, it is critical to dig deeper in order to understand the root cause of customers' challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Gupta offered an example of this through discussing a company called Rivigo.
Yeah, so this is really interesting. Deepak Garg, I think that's how I pronounce that, built a trucking business in India to solve the logistic challenges in that country. And rather than just doing internet market research or something like that, he actually went to India and discovered that truck drivers in India spend a lot of their time away from home, so they tend to develop bad habits such as alcoholism, drug abuse, prostitution users, you know, whatever.
And because of the lifestyle trucking brings in India, they are considered to be in the 37th caste. And so parents neither want their children to be a truck driver nor marry one. So Garg built
That's a reality of the situation on the ground in India.
Do not be a truck driver. Garg built a relay system with truck stops every 4 hours. Mm-hmm. A driver could go from point A to point B, drop his truck there, and pick up another truck to drive back from B back to A. Mm-hmm. This not only allowed for drivers to be at home every night, it also created immense value for the logistics companies.
Yeah. So the second suggestion that Gupta gave is identify pain points. He gave an example of an innovative solution to traditional retail challenges. Oftentimes, people, and I've done this I don't know how many times, you go into a department store and you walk around for a half hour and you can't find anything that you're looking for, so you just leave. You leave empty-handed because you can't find what you're looking for. A high-end men's retail store approached this challenge by displaying only one of each item on the racks, and customers would scan the barcode through the app on their phone.
I can always find something, I'm just saying.
I'm picturing you, Ben. Walking a circle.
And it probably doesn't take a half hour. It probably is more like 10 minutes. And I'm
around Sears.
Felt like
you can't find anything.
Not even somebody to help you.
Yeah. Back on task now. Yes, that's right. Customers choose the size and color, and it's delivered by a robot to the dressing room. Mm-hmm. If they like it, they can purchase it in the fitting room where they have a credit card scanner. If they don't want it.
Oh, my.
I know, right? They make send it to a chute where it's put back into the inventory.
Oh, jeez.
That's eliminate a lot of the confusion out of the shopping experience in the store.
It would for me. I can tell you that. The last suggestion
out of it for me.
In the article is look beyond your product or service. Many companies map the customer journey, or you know what they call the customer journey. However, many of these mapping processes start and end with the product. But a bank in Singapore realized that they don't always get too excited about mortgages, which is kind of a Captain Obvious moment probably for them. Right. But rather, they are excited about the actual house that they're purchasing. So they developed an app to aid people in their house search rather than try to do a hard sell for a mortgage.
And many business leaders in the Jackson area are using new processes in their company, and that may include how they recruit.
That's right.
U.S. Staffing can help with that process. Call us and let's talk about the new ideas we have to staff your lines and shifts. Or if you are an employee looking to rejoin the workforce, call us. We work with many of the top employers in Jackson. Ben, what do people need to do if they want to contact us?
Yeah, business and leaders and potential team members can talk with us on our Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com. Or they can come into our office at 707 North Wisner Street. We're right there between Ganson and North Street on the east side of the road. Our phone number there is 787-6150.
Head over to Sears if you see somebody walking in a circle.
I'm not going to be frequenting any department stores today.
Sears is going to be...